Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. This is Reader's Month, and today we're going to hear a review on iTunes from DragonLady38, and it says this: great way to start my day. I've been listening to Mary's podcast for years, and the Pray Every Day podcast has been so encouraging. Many times she has prayed, and it has been just right for something I have been struggling with. An absolutely wonderful blessing. Thank you so much, DragonLady38. And that's one way that you can help Pray Every Day get into the hands of those who need it, is to write a review. So thanks in advance for doing that. Today we are in Micah chapter 7, verses 1 through 6. And this is what it says in the New Living Translation. How miserable I am. I feel like the fruit picker after the harvest, who can find nothing to eat. Not a cluster of grapes or a single early fig can be found to satisfy my hunger. The godly people have all disappeared. Not one honest person is left on the earth. They are all murderers, setting traps even for their own brothers. Both their hands are equally skilled at doing evil. Officials and judges alike demand bribes. The people with influence get what they want, and together they scheme to twist justice. Even the best of them is like a briar. The most honest is as dangerous as a hedge of thorns. But your judgment day is coming swiftly now. Your time of punishment is here, a time of confusion. Don't trust anyone, not your best friend or even your wife. For the son despises his father, the daughter defies her mother, the daughter-in-law defies her mother-in-law. Your enemies are right in your own household. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, when I am tempted to despair and I am tempted to look at this world through dark glasses, I can remember these words of Micah in chapter 7. Of this brokenness that has happened to the nation of Israel. And I have to remind myself that this is prior to you, Jesus, coming to earth. But that this is common. This is common, this kind of violence, this kind of family member against family member. And even you, Jesus, when you came, you said, I've come to turn family members against family members, and that's hard. Sometimes when we meet Christ, it alienates us from the ones we love the most. And Lord Jesus, I think about those people in other places who have been persecuted for their faith, and even their families have turned them into the authorities to be harmed or imprisoned or killed. And so, Lord, we just spend this time right now praying for the persecuted church. We pray that you would have favor upon those who are suffering silently for your name. And we pray that you would give them strength to endure persecution, especially the heartbreaking persecution that comes from family members harming them or yelling at them or forsaking them or just pretending they don't exist anymore. And I know I have friends who've walked through this with their own families. Once they met Christ, families have turned their backs on them. So they haven't been like persecuted in the sense of losing their life, but they have lost relationship. Would you strengthen those folks today? Would you help them to pray for their enemies, which sometimes are the enemies of their household? And this is not an easy walk, Lord. But as I read these scriptures, I'm reminded that there will be a day when these tears will be wiped from our eyes and our faithfulness will be rewarded. And I'm so grateful for that, Lord. Nothing that we do is for nothing. I mean, everything that we do is counted. You have chronicled every tear that we have cried. You put them in a little bottle. And you have taken note of all that we have done. Every little ounce of faithfulness that we've demonstrated will be rewarded on the other side. And Lord, we do want to be the kind of people that when our works are displayed for all to see on the other side, and the fire comes from through those works, that we pray we would be found shining as gold, that the purification process would show that our works that were wrought all in you anyway would bring you glory, Lord. And help that vision and that idea fuel us today to persevere. For the person who's stressed and feeling forsaken and broken and tired of the way this world operates, I pray you would give them a steadfast heart and a gazing look forward to the new heavens and the new earth. Lord, I pray for encouragement today, though. I pray you would send him or her very tangible encouragement that you see them. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. This podcast is supported by you, by Patreon, patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a couple different levels you can support the podcast at, and I would just love to, for you to be one of those supporters. This just, I'm not getting rich off this, by the way. This is just paying for all the services and all the things that it takes to create a daily podcast. So if you feel led, again, I'm not gonna pound this hammer very often, but if you feel led by the Spirit to do so, I would just appreciate it. And thank you to all the patrons, and for the rest of you, I am so grateful for you, and I'm so grateful that God created you to be in the circle of influence that you're in. You are loved, you are worthy of his affection, and your life is worth living.